and good morning. Welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, the Ghana Health Service boosts surveillance against the fast-spreading monkeypox as the Africa Centers for Disease Control declares a public health emergency of international concern.
We are going to improve our surveillance system. That's going to make sure that we have high awareness.
Also, the NDC flag bearer John Mahama vows to hand over corrupt appointees to the special prosecutor, saying he's not a clearing agent.
If the office of special prosecutor comes after you, you are on your own. I'm not a clearing agent. I will not clear you.
Also, in the NPP camp, flag bearer Mahmoud Baumia says he will introduce a new policy making registrations of stool lands free.
All the chiefs can register their land for free.
In business,
prices of petroleum products likely to decrease from middle of this month if city's recovery is sustained. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And much later, we'll tell you the story of a road crash victim who's turned her life-changing experience into a mission.
He was overtaking another car with speed, and then the tire bursted, so he couldn't control. And I've been taken to the Road Safety Commission to meet the board members.
Details coming up with me, Mamiyesi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay tuned. The Ghana Health Service has increased its surveillance in the wake of the fast-spreading monkeypox, also referred to as mpox, in 13 African countries. This is to ensure the country minimizes its exposure. The disease is a rare viral infection, which can be deadly as well. The Africa Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency of international concern after a surge in cases this year, especially in DR Congo. The Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Franklin Isidwekwin, is asking Ghanaians to be extra cautious about rashes on their skin.
We are going to improve our surveillance system. That's going to make sure that we have high awareness of Ghanaians not to assume rashes on their body to be chickenpox. But then we're going to improve also on our coordination.
Meanwhile, Ghana is listed on the website of the Africa Centers for Disease Control as one of 13 countries with confirmed mpox cases in Africa. But this has been disputed by the health authorities.
When you declare a fix, like a lot of resources will come, and sometimes you have to have a high alert for that particular disease, and particularly it's an emergency. So that is the situation. In Ghana, our last case was in April 2023. But so far as we have some in the past, we're also going to activate our systems to detect cases and manage them.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and CIMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, also by Chopbox Technologies and Youthbridge Foundation. Now, if you are caught by the special prosecutor, you're on your own. I'm not a clearing agent. These are words of NDC flag bearer John Mahama as he reiterated his commitment to fighting corruption if elected as president. Speaking during an engagement with the youth at Bukum to mark International Youth Day, Mahama also promised to exempt canoe and artisanal fishermen from closed season ban. Max Olagbagwa has more in this report.
The crowd at the Bukum Arena erupted with joy as the NDC flag bearer entered the venue. Earlier, the youth wing of the party had hosted him at the UPSA where he launched the Youth Manifesto. Listen to his response in Pidgin when he was asked about the betting tax, the e-levy, and other taxes.
This one be the yawa of the day. Boys, they hustle. And job, no day. So now the bets, they do small, get money for gobe. You see? So we talk already. Say where we come. The betting tax, will go remove them. E-levy too, will go remove them.
John Mahama reiterated his commitment to fighting corruption, saying future government appointees who are found culpable will be handed over to the special prosecutor.
If the office of special prosecutor comes after you, You are on your own. I'm not a clearing agent. I will not clear you.
He says a future NDC government will ensure that the observance of the closed season is limited only to big trawlers.
There will be no closed season for artisanal fishermen.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mahamudu Bawumia says he will introduce a regime that will make registration of all school lands free, at least at the initial stages of registration, if he is elected president in the upcoming December elections. The Vice President says the new policy of free land registration will form part of a broader plan to document and digitalize every land space in Ghana.
We want every piece and everybody to register their lands. And so I am offering a new policy where at the initial setting, all the chiefs can register their land for free. All the chiefs can register their land for free. There will be no charge initially. But when you sell the land, we will collect our registration fee at that point.
Mr. Bawumia spoke at the Pentecost Convention Centre in commemoration of International Youth Day. Now, the National Lottery Authority has vowed to resist political interference in its crackdown of illegal lottery operations. The NLA has since seen consistent decline in revenue generation from over 400 million cedis in 2017 to 200 million cedis in 2021. Head of Corporate Affairs of the NLA, Mame Kisawa Dolphin, said operating illegally in the lottery space will be made unattractive for such operators.
If you don't find your name here, it means they are coming after you. And they are doing this in conjunction with a joint military and police force. And they are closing down your shops. They are taking your books until you come to the authority to be regularized. So this time, they are not taking any calls from the political parties or the influential people, sometimes traditional rulers, who this illegal lotto operator. They are just going to go and do their job. And also, they are meeting with the Ministry of Finance, the GRA, on Thursday to map out a route or roadmap as to how they can bring these illegal lottery operators into the tax bracket, because that their business is hurting the authorities' revenue.
Now, the Electricity Company of Ghana has attributed incidents of overbilling in Kete South to expired meters and recent tariff hikes. There's been widespread allegations of overbilling raised by some customers of ECG. Now, responding to the concerns, Managing Director of the ECG, Samuel Dubik Mahama, says the problem could be as a result of expired meters.
What we are realizing now is what most people don't know is that meters do expire. Meters don't have a long lifespan. They do expire. So and it's something that is not the fault of the customer. So it's something that we now have to go out there and educate everybody very well. Reflect. And let's also not forget that the PURC has increased tariffs over the period to a total of almost 75%. So it's a conversation that has to be looked at in this holistic form.
Now, after a harrowing brush with death, 33-year-old Grace Akosua-Samoa is channeling her experience into a powerful mission of a road safety advocate. My colleague Adobe Osari visited her home and has filed this report read to you. On March 15, 2021, Grace Akosua-Samoa's decision to help a friend took an unexpected turn, setting off a life-altering chain of events.
I had a call from a friend that I should go and help her. She had a baby. The mother is sick and no one is around. That was the very day that thing happened.
She vividly recalls how their driver's negligence led to a tragic accident.
You were just speeding off and dozing off at the same time. He was overtaking another car with speed, and then the tire bursted, so he couldn't control.
Despite everything, she demonstrates resilience by deciding to become a road safety advocate, sharing her story to inspire other road users.
I would like to, and I've been taken to the road safety commission to meet the board members, and they are taking it up.
Catch the full story on the AM show and in subsequent bulletins. And just before we go, audition day 4 for Big Chef Tertiary Season 2 in Cape Coast was an electrifying event. There's more in this report.
The competition started with each contestant bringing their best recipes and culinary skills to the kitchen. They had 40 minutes to fix a two-course meal using ingredients found in the mystery basket. The judges were treated to a variety of dishes, each showcasing unique culinary skills. The air was filled with rich aromas of spices and sizzling meats, creating a sensory experience that had everyone's mouth watering.
I will bring you the full report also in subsequent bulletin. That report was by Michelle Ejekum. And I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.